Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says it may have prevented a deadly hate crime at a synagogue in Colorado. 27-year-old Richard Holzer has been taken into custody after the Bureau says he worked with undercover agents on the 1st of November on a plan that would involve using pipe bombs to attack the temple the same day. This woman's a member of that temple, and she says they haven't had to put up with this before.
No, we generally have a really supportive community here. Not have this kind of garbage at all.
The suspect Holzer also said to be a self-avowed white supremacist. The House impeachment inquiry called two more Trump administration officials to testify today, but it's doubtful they'll show. Four other witnesses failed to appear yesterday. Today, the House wanted Wells Griffith, an assistant to the president, and Michael Duffy, who works with national security programs. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
At least 9 American citizens, including 6 children, have been shot and killed in Mexico by drug cartel gunmen. Authorities say it may have been a case of mistaken identity. The victims were part of a caravan of members of a Mormon settlement called Lamora, about 70 miles south of Douglas, Arizona. Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul wants the White House whistleblower to be publicly identified. He appeared last night with President Trump at a rally in Kentucky, where Paul said the whistleblower must be named, and he's challenging the media to do that. And fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham agrees.
You can't prosecute somebody. Impeachment is the political death penalty based on an anonymous source. So, yes, Rand is right. We need who they are, and they need to be cross-examined under oath about any biases they may have.
Graham spoke on Fox News. The whistleblower complained about the phone call President Trump had with Ukraine's president in July is what jump-started the impeachment investigation. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In New York, some city and state lawmakers are upset that Mayor Bill de Blasio has chose another white male to run the NYPD instead of choosing a person of color. Yesterday, Mayor de Blasio tapped the chief of detectives, Dermot Shea, to replace outgoing James O'Neill as the new police commissioner. City Council member Denique Miller says the NYPD should reflect the city it serves.
Done a great job in the rank and file, but the leadership where policy is set really has to reflect the city overall, and this was a missed opportunity to do so.
Actor Alec Baldwin is now suing a man he got into a fight with last year over a parking spot in New York City. In Baldwin's defamation lawsuit, he claims that the man lied to police last November when he told cops that the actor punched him as the argument heated up. Baldwin admits to pushing the man during the scuffle, but says he never hit him. The man's lawyer says Baldwin's lawsuit is an effort to intimidate and silence his client. And the judges on ABC's Dancing with the Stars are still handing Sean Spicer the lowest scores. But the fan vote continues to keep the former White House press secretary in the competition. Last night he jazz danced to Come Sail Away. But as usual, someone had to go, and this time it was the office star Kate Flannery. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, we do it, as President Kennedy said, not because it's easy. We actually do it because it's hard, you know, to get this country back on track. Look, we didn't end up this way overnight. This has been decades of neglect, ladies and gentlemen. I want to bring our next guest on right away, and it's good to have him back. But such a great response the last time he was on, talking about reclaiming common sense in his brand new book, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World. Robert Curry joins us now. Bob, how are you, buddy?
Thanks for having me on again, Bill.
Hey, good to be talking to you because, look at, you know, somebody needs to be in charge of championing the cause for common sense because it seems like we're just so unhinged right now, Bob. We've abandoned, you know, truth and common sense. I mean, when I say that, I say that more looking at the Beltway and the things that are happening in our government today. I think the local communities across the country, when I visit them, you know, in coffee shops and you overhear conversations, I mean, we really have a smart electorate. The challenge that we have is we need a motivated and a, I guess, a ready-to-serve electorate to really step up. I mean, the idea of the silent majority and the moral majority, that is passé. I mean, the reason that the government, and I say the elites and this deep state apparatchik that has been operating in the shadows, these unelected bureaucrats, the reason they've been able to get away with this is because we the people have become too passive.
Gosh, it's so true, and that's why I wrote the books. Mm-hmm. I mean, Common Sense Nation is about representing to all those American, those wonderful people out there that you and I love, mm-hmm. the ideas of the founders, the way they understood them. You know, the academic elite has gotten far, far away from what they were talking about and even understanding them. And of course, most of the people in the academic elite are dedicated to tearing the founders down.
Right.
So the first book is to give that regular American that you talk with and that you and I talk with and we love the tools they need to understand the founders' vision.
Right.
And the second book, Reclaiming Common Sense, is about giving them, helping restore ordinary Americans' confidence in their common sense. I think regular Americans are common sense folks.
Right.
But
exactly.
Like you say, the Beltway and in the media, boy, common sense is under attack, just like the Constitution is under attack in politics in America.
Right. Well, they've been getting away with it for a long time, as you say. You know, these academic elites that operate, I believe, in the realm of the theoretical, they bring very little empirical evidence to the argument. And so what they've been able to do, and the reason they've been able to get away with it, is because of this cancel culture. I've referred to it as the spirit of invalidation. It has been running rampant. You know, if you're not woke and you're not speaking politically correct, and God forbid you use the wrong pronoun, you're invalidated and you're taken out of the conversation. You no longer count.
What you say is so important, Bill. I mean, and political correctness is explicitly the war on common sense. That's precisely and analytically what it is. I mean, you and I grew up with the common sense understanding that human beings are either male or female.
Right.
I mean, that's common sense. But today, that idea is under attack. I mean, this idea of gender identities. And where is it coming from? It's coming from those unelected bureaucrats. The Human Rights Council in New York City sounds like it might be okay, but guess what they did? They established that there are 31 specially protected gender identities in New York. And those gender identities are protected by a $250,000 fine if you don't manage to organize your activities in a way that recognizes their gender identity.
Right.
I mean, that's what you have to see is, I mean, the game is they're trying to put this is that they're helping these people who have special needs. But what they're really doing is it's an attack on common sense where ordinary people don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the weaponization of our language.
Yeah.
You know, and so if it all becomes weaponized and at every turn, you got a chance of being fined $250,000. Like, for example, I think another thing that you cannot say in New York is illegal immigrant. That is subject to a $250,000 fine. I mean, you know, this is ludicrous.
And the same Human Rights Commission, by the way, that imposed that rule. Think about it a second. Male and female is the way we organize our ordinary life. You know, we have bathrooms for men and for women. We have sports competitions among men and among women. You know, that's the way we organize our regular life. So that's an attack on sort of the basic organizing principle of how we get along in society and stuff. Making it illegal to say illegal immigrant. Gosh, illegal to say illegal immigrant. Gosh, it's so strange, isn't it? It's an attack on the very idea of the country. I mean, you know, human beings are male or female. What's a country? It's something with borders.
Right. Well, the deal is, see, it all has to do with confusion. See,
yes.
Robert, if I confuse you,
yes.
Then you have to pause and think about it. And
yes.
While you're pausing and thinking about it, I'm past you. I'm on to the next subject, and you're left in the dust here, and you're rendered inert. And
yes.
This is what's going on, you know, is yes. that Americans are getting disqualified at a time. And I'm writing an article about this, you know, the whole idea about we the people. What the founding fathers did, Bob, which I thought was brilliant, was they came in and said, we're going to turn the typical organizational chart on its head.
Yeah.
The typical organizational chart looks like a pyramid, and we've seen it many times. We're stopped at the very top. You've got the CEO and the president of the company, and then, you know, down to the minions at the lower level. Founding fathers said, look, for this to work, we've got to empower the people.
Right.
And what does that look like? Well, that means we've got to put the people at the top. We the people are at the top. It's not a CEO. It's not a president. It's not a king. It is the people. The problem we've had because of a lack of education and passing this idea on, because this is a process. You got to figure this out. I mean, this was unlike any other political process or government system ever to turn this system upside down. And here it is 243 years later. And we the people, we cite that. We go, we the people, that sounds really good. We the people. Well, but what does that mean operatively? You know, to me it means, you know, President Trump, you know, we're the boss of President Trump. Not the other way around. I don't think the President Trump is saying that he's the boss of us because, you know, what he did announce to everybody in his inauguration speech, that control of the government was going to return to its proper hands, and that was we the people. But we the people have got to pick it up,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
but we don't know what that looks like. We don't know. We know that come election day, every 2 years, we have a voice and we get to cast a ballot. And then our elections are being compromised because people are cheating. And regardless of what Eric Holder says, that there's no voter fraud in this country, that's got to be one of the most idiotic statements made from somebody who is much smarter than that.
Politically correct as saying that there's no such thing as boys and girls.
Right.
No such thing as voter fraud. It's like, yeah, no such thing as boys and girls.
We cannot buy into the delusion. If we do, we compromise our liberty. We've got more from Robert Curry, Reclaiming Common Sense, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Let me tell you, millennials, and I would say to the rest of America, if there was ever a time that we really need you to know what you believe, it is now. there's a clear difference. It really is binary by choice that lays before us. You know, like so many things that we've learned in life, it's, you know, freedom or enslavement, liberty, you know, or death, as we talk about. I got to think that, you know, living in anything but liberty is an exercise in a very slow, projected end of death. And what a disaster, you know, that after all was said and done, you know, at least here in this opportunity, I guess we have a time to have shoulda, coulda, woulda, because that possibility is more with us in this, even in this government, as compromised as you might agree that it is. You know, it reminds me of Bob, you know, when Dr. Benjamin Franklin was asked by a lady at the delegates to the convention, she asked Benjamin Franklin, well, doctor, you know, what do we got here, a republic or a monarchy? And as you know, Franklin responded, he said, a republic, if you can keep it.
Yes.
And at the core of all this, it was that, you know, the clear difference is that our founding fathers really turned things up on its head because they said, well, the people can rule themselves. Well, this was unheard of. You know, people can't rule themselves. They're a bunch of animals. They're savages. You need the elites to keep them under control, right? But, you know, by the grace of God and this innovative idea of governance, which was really a compilation and study of many governments around the world. So it wasn't, you know, it was, you had Jefferson out there, you know, checking out all these different types of governments and others, and Madison, you know, doing a deep dive and saying, okay, what would work? What would this? And they came to the conclusion that it had to be about self-rule, that we had to give people the responsibility to rule themselves. Now, and government would come in on a selected basis when said people failed to rule themselves, right?
Yeah, that's what that, excuse me, that's what my book Common Sense Nation is all about. I mean, the incredible thing that the founders did was they completely changed the world. You know, at that time, everybody was, everywhere, all across the world, it was emperors, kings, czars, you know?
Yes, right.
And the American experiment was so incredibly successful that that basically is over. I mean, only primitive places like Saudi Arabia still have a system like that. Mm-hmm. And you know, the, you know, Saddam Hussein used to be elected by 98% of the vote and stuff like that. That's the tribute that, you know, that hypocrisy pays to virtue. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, these horrible places call themselves republics and stuff. The success of the American experiment wiped out the whole idea of monarchy. That's a huge thing. Tom Paine's Common Sense convinced the American people, or enough of them, that we could live without a king. The American people took up that challenge, and succeeded so magnificently that it wasn't just true for America, but even where countries where people suffer today, they don't do it under a king, except maybe in a place like Saudi Arabia.
Right.
That's a huge accomplishment. But so if America loses in this experiment, if the American experiment fails, which is what you're talking about, that's a death knell for liberty across the world, not just here, but everywhere.
Exactly. Well, and Dinesh D'Souza posited that proposition. You know, what if? What if America didn't exist? What would the world look like?
Right.
I dare to think. I mean, it's scary to think what the world would be like without America. And here we are at an opportunity, a time of challenge that needs to be met with some facts and truth about what capitalism is all about, what freedom really looks like, what we the people looks like, what self-rule looks like. You know, these basic principles that really ignited the light of liberty to all the nations and turned America into a magnet for immigrants.
Yes. That's why I wrote both books, as tools for ordinary Americans to assume and reassume their responsibility as being in charge here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's common sense in both the titles because that's a tribute to Tom Paine's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
He ignited the first revolution that changed the world. It's a great book. And my books are or pay their respects to him by putting common sense in both titles. Mm-hmm. They're designed to be tools so that ordinary Americans can once again be the robust citizens who rule themselves that the founders envisioned.
And the consistent thing of common sense, Bob, was truth. Not relative truth, not modern-day truth, but truth.
And not
Joe Biden's idea of facts and truth and facts, and God only knows what he was trying to articulate there, heaven help him. But he's a confused individual, needless to say. But he had a part of it. He had a part of the idea that really at the foundation of all this stuff that's going on, even right now with this faux impeachment process that we're enduring and paying for, it's the search for truth. And that's what's is really on the line here. And we're not going to find it behind closed doors, oh, by the way.
That's really true. The founders' crazy idea, it's a wild and crazy idea, really, in the history of the world, it turned out to work great, is that it is by common sense that ordinary citizens know truth from falsehood and right from wrong. Because ordinary people can do that, they can rule themselves. So common sense is the core idea of the founders' idea of self-rule. Mm-hmm. We've gotten so far away from that that because the progressives' idea is that people are too dumb to rule themselves, and we need to have a deep state bureaucrat run system where the voters basically keep on ratifying the system, but the state experts working in government, moving in and out from government to academia and academia to government, really call the rules and decide whether or not we're going to have open borders or how many gender identities we're going to have or whatever.
Exactly.
And the people are and they're rubbing their noses in it by saying, you don't rule anymore. That's what they're telling us.
Right, exactly. And they deserve to be there. I mean, they have all but annihilated this country. We're $23 trillion in debt, thank you very much. They have found a way to access the public treasury for their own interest. They buy votes with it. They build businesses. They've got their own, their own treasuries that they are, that they're filling at the expense of art. It's like you got all these siphoning hoses out of the main treasury, you know, going into their elite projects and their special interests. I mean, I was just talking about this the other day, Bob, that there's been a lot of hoopla over, a chapter that Peter Schweitzer wrote in the book Secret Empires.
Right.
And the big focus is on Hunter and Joe Biden. And I'm going, wait a minute, you got to read the rest of the book. Because when you see the kind of corruption that's taken place, I mean, we're on the brink of discovering here, if the truth is able to fully be exposed here, Bob, is the corruption has metastasized to such a degree that I think that's really the true crisis that we're going to find ourselves in, is realizing that, just about all the three-letter agencies in our government are compromised.
Yeah.
FBI, CIA, just go right down the list, all the three letters. And they're all corrupt and compromised because all it takes is just a little bit of leaven. And that's what's been happening over time. A little bit of cheating there, a little bit of, this whole idea that, well, it's not necessarily ethical or moral, but it's not illegal either. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's the whole benefit of having a gigantic, gargantuan government. You can have all this corruption going on, and it's too hard for ordinary people to keep track of it. One of the most important ideas of parts of the limited government is that it's small enough you can keep your eye on who's stealing what.
Exactly. But you got so many bodies. I mean, the bureaucracy is thousands. I didn't know what the last count was. I think it was well over 100,000 people. I mean, in some departments alone. I mean, it's insane. How can you possibly keep tabs of all that? It's a total mess. Highly recommend you get his hands on both his books. Robert Curry, this is going to bless you. It's going to empower you. This is what it's all about. And this is what President Trump is all about, is empowering we the people. You need to understand what that means. Self-rule, self-responsibility, and a government of, for, and by we the people. Reclaiming common sense. Bob Curry on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says it may have prevented a deadly hate crime at a synagogue in Colorado. 27-year-old Richard Holzer has been taken into custody after the Bureau says he worked with undercover agents on the 1st of November on a plan that would involve using pipe bombs to attack the temple the same day. This woman's a member of that temple, and she says they haven't had to put up with this before.
No, we generally have a really supportive community here. Not have this kind of garbage at all.
The suspect, Holzer, also said to be a self-avowed white supremacist. The House impeachment inquiry calling two more Trump administration officials to testify today, but it's doubtful they'll show. Four other witnesses failed to appear yesterday. Today, the House wanted Wells Griffith, an assistant to the president, and Michael Duffy, who works with national security programs. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, according to the ASPCA, approximately 32 million shelter animals are adopted each year. Imagine that number? I hadn't even thought about that. That's a huge number. And each year, 1.6 million of those animals being dogs. An overwhelming amount of these dogs are puppies. And as puppies are often the first to find homes, while sadly, senior dogs continuously sit in shelters hoping for a second chance at life. Everyone loves a sweet and cuddly puppy, no doubt, just like babies, but they can be a lot of work. Senior dogs are just as cute and loving and are forever grateful when rescued. Plus, senior dogs can provide peace of mind for a potential owner in terms of temperament, size, and an established diet. Well, just in time for National Adopt a Senior Pet Month, we've got our pet expert, Marie Moody, is going to be joining us. She's going to tell us about all the benefits of adopting a senior dog and why you should consider rescuing a senior dog in November, and what her company, Stella & Chewy's, is doing with their Journey Home Fund program to help these animals in need. Marie, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hi, thanks, Phil. Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about senior dogs. What advice would you give to someone looking to adopt a dog?
Well, we are trying to bring awareness to the fact that the senior and adult pets that are left languishing oftentimes in the shelter, like you mentioned, often make the best pets. And people just walk by them. And so what we want to do is we want to bring attention to the fact that, like you said, oftentimes, usually, they're housebroken, there aren't any surprises given their size or their temperament, and they make wonderful pets. Like you said, they often are really, really grateful also to be adopted.
That is amazing how they do adapt. You know, dogs are just an incredible gift, I believe, you know, and as you say, the mature ones, and I hadn't even really thought about that, Marie, so I'm so glad that you're coming on the show today to talk about, you know, senior dogs. They're kind of like forgotten, because like you say, you know, everyone wants a cute little puppy, but when it comes to practicality, maybe a senior dog might be, you know, seriously considered.
Exactly, and what we're calling seniors is, you know, starting at age 4. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of life and love left in these pets.
Exactly. Well, tell us about the Journey Home Fund. What is that all about?
The Journey Home Fund is what we've started at Stella & Chewy's to bring more awareness to the senior pets. And since we've founded it in 2018, we've given away over 500,000 meals to senior pets throughout the shelters in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing this month, given that it's senior Adopt a Senior Pet Month, is we are covering all of the adoption fees associated with adopting a pet in the month of November anywhere in the U.S.
Wow.
And we're also sending each pet home with a month's worth of Stella and Chewy's to get a good start.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
A full month of Stella and Chewy's? I'm in. I mean, that seals the deal. Oh, my gosh. How cool is that? Well, congratulations. Now, and you've been doing this Journey Home Fund for a while.
Yes. Well, giving back has always been a part of Stella and Chewy's. I mean, when I adopted Stella and Chewy, Chewy was, an adult rescue who had a lot of health issues at the time. And I was able to bring him back to great health. He lived for 17 years.
Mm.
And so this is a cause that's really very near and dear to us.
Well, Marie, 17 years, I mean, gosh, I mean, in a general sense, I mean, dogs' life expectancy is, you know, sometimes you're lucky to get 10, 12, but here it is, Chewy, you take care of him, you love him back to health, and you get 17 mm-hmm. years out of him. Wow, what a blessed time for you.
Yes, yeah, he was the inspiration behind Stella and Chewy's, so he was a great boy.
Okay, so how can our listeners get involved here?
If you go to our website, www.stellaandchewys.com, we have all the information there.
Well, Marie Moody established Stella and Chewy's in 2003, combining her passion for animals and her entrepreneurial spirit in recognizing an underserved market within the large and growing pet food industry. Moody created a family of distinctive pet foods and named the company after her own two pets, adopted as senior dogs from animal rescue shelters. Today, she leads Stella and Chewy's, a business which has become one of the fastest growing privately held companies in the nation. Congratulations, Marie. I mean, that's just exciting how your passion has come together for a need in a community. And yours is just another great, incredible, successful story that probably could only happen in America, right?
I think so. I think so. We love our dogs here, right?
Yes. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit more about, you know, about maintaining the overall health of our dogs and the kind of food that, you know, some might say the diet, you know, dog's diet. But, you know, food is absolutely crucial to the overall health of our animals, is it not?
Oh, it absolutely is. It's very much like food is important for all of our family members. And I think that as people have become more educated about the importance of eating minimally processed food, that's come down to, you know, trickle down to the pets as well. And, you know, how we feed them is hugely important. We want to feed them. Stella and Chewy's is a meat-based diet, and the philosophy behind it is to try to emulate how they might have eaten in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've domesticated dogs, but their digestive systems are still 99% like wolves.
Right. Well, there's many studies that say that, you know, the kind of food the dogs have been fed here in the last most recent decades, that this has contributed to early death, that they should be lasting a lot longer. I mean, you know, here, you know, Chewy lasts 17. I was talking with somebody else earlier. Their dogs are living, you know, past 20, 25. I'm going,
yeah,
you got to be kidding me. And food is absolutely pivotal to all this.
Crucial. It's absolutely crucial. And you're right to bring up that, you know, it's since we've been feeding dogs that, you know, that are, we're feeding diets that are, you know, based on some leftover products from the human food industry, let's say. And
yes,
it's not ideal for them. So it's very important to read labels and find a brand and a food that, that works for your dog and that you're comfortable with.
Well, Marie, again, you know, talking about senior dogs, you know, we're talking about dogs that are just 4 years and older. So, you know, when I think that, you know, when they hear senior dogs, they think like, okay, wait, I'm going to bring a dog into my home and maybe they're going to be here. Maybe their life expectancy is going to be about 2-3 years or something. I mean,
right. No, it's natural to feel that way, to think that way, because we get very attached to our pets. But these senior dogs have a lot of life and love left in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you're getting 1, 4, 5 years old and you're feeding them the right food on the table, scraps, okay, that kind of stuff, because you're actually shortening their lifespan is what the research is indicating here. But look at these dogs are just, you know, what we love about the dogs, they don't give you an option. They just love you, you know.
Right,
right?
Exactly. They really do. It's incredible when you think that you get to spend part of your life with another species.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and especially somebody just, you know, they're just guilty because they just want to lick your face, you know. So.
Exactly.
It's all good. So, so here it is. I mean, if you're thinking about adopting a dog, you might want to expand your horizon and consider, you know, yes, I mean, the default is always, you know, we want a puppy for the most part. But if you really thought about a senior dog, and you know, Marie, I'm glad you came on the show to talk about this because I think you're opening up people's minds and options to say, you know what? Yeah, I don't have to go through all the housebreaking stuff and, you know, going through all that all over again. You know, you're kind of down the road, the maturity level, and you're getting away from those little, you know, puppy annoyances of, you know, having your shoes all chewed up and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Can you tell I've gone through that in some of my favorite books, oh, by the way?
Yeah, somehow they always pick your favorites, don't they?
Yeah, what is it about that? You
I
know,
don't
so,
know. I don't know. But you won't have to worry about it if you get an adult or a senior.
Okay, so where can the good folks go for more information?
If you go to our website, www.stellaandchewies.com, all the information is there.
Well, check it out. And again, congratulations for the Journey Home Fund. Remind everybody as we wrap things up here, Marie, the Journey Home Fund, what we're doing for the month of November?
Well, for the month of November, what we're doing, Stella and Chewy's is covering all the adoption fees for any senior pet that's adopted this month anywhere in the U.S. And we are also sending him or her home with a month of free Stella and Chewy's to get a good start.
She's the pet expert and founder of Stella and Chewy's, along with senior dogs, looking for forever homes. And November is the right time to give a senior dog maybe another chance. And hopefully it'll work out and be win-win for everybody. Marie Moody, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Marie, thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Home Buyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Kalani Kerr, retail sales executive for consumer lending at Bank of America.
The latest Home Buyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is the path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. colostrum with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins and ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, almost sounds like I got the qualifications to maybe run for office and... You can find me on the Beltway, Al Parada. I don't know, man. This is like crazy stuff that's going on here as we look over the, see what's going on and, you know, this faux impeachment stuff. And did you happen to catch, I mean, this is out of left field. Well, not really, for Joy Behar. I think she lives in left field, right?
Yes.
Or outside of left field.
Well, you have to make the team to be in left field. So she'd be, like, in the parking lot selling fake tickets or something.
Yeah, or...
Making it onto left field.
Yeah. Maybe somebody felt sorry for her and gave her a jersey with a number or something. I don't know. Yeah. But it is so bizarre. I mean, her latest, I don't know if you caught this one about, you know, she was all in an uproar over the Second Amendment because... You know, here we lost Beto. Beto finally attritioned. I know it's a very sad day.
No.
Hand over your heart and everything. But, you know, his iconic speech about, you know, hell yes, we're coming to get your guns. I mean, that's going to be forever connected with the Democratic Party. And Joy Behar's strategy was, hey, don't tell them about it. Just wait till you get elected, then do it.
Yeah, transparency. Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, listening to Bear, she used to, it's sad, she used to be very funny, really funny. I used to like watching her on The View back in the olden days.
Like when it was the Golden Girls, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, back in the day.
Her and the Wolf.
But man, these things that come out of her mouth these days are just so mean-spirited and, idiotic, actually. But
well, yeah, I mean, you know,
let's not don't tell them what you're going to do until after you're elected. Yeah, that's the way we want to run America.
Yeah, exactly.
We did that with Obama. We did that with Obama, where you know we'll keep it in the health care plan. You know, Pelosi, you have to vote for it to find out what's in it. You know, I mean,
how insane! How insane and ludicrous that. Yeah, it's like Jack in the Box. You know, you just have to. Her illustrations.
Yeah.
I mean, and between her and Joe Biden. You know, 10 years later, it's like, whoa, you guys are ready for the home. You know, let's just put you on time for retirement. I mean, you got all the money that you could steal from we the people. You're taken care of. You'll take care of some grandkids for a while for all the corrupt deals, insider trading that you've exercised and taken advantage of. And somehow you've done it all for the service of the American people, right?
Yeah, big mistake Biden running because. Now the dirt comes out that might not have come out otherwise, and right. he could have wandered off into retirement as somebody with a reputation as being an amiable guy and, mm-hmm. and sort of a friendly in a sense a bipartisan guy. But
right.
now, no, he gave away all that with his policy switches. He's out there embarrassing himself on the campaign trail, and more in a sense, more importantly, the corruption involved in this guy is coming out. I mean, if you read that John Solomon article
yes.
last night, it's like, mm-hmm. whoa, Nelly.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. And over the weekend, again, I decided to re-review Peter Schweitzer's book, Secret Empires. And, of course, all the focus has been on one chapter, which is kind of typical, you know, because when I had interviewed Peter before on Clinton Cash, you know, the uproar at the time is we were talking about going, wait a minute, how does she orchestrate the sale of 20% of U.S. uranium to an entity that we consider to be an evil empire and one of our greatest enemies? I know Barack Obama didn't believe that, but John Kerry did. And now, you know, they're kind of almost up to speed. But by now that they get up to speed to think that Russia is much more dangerous than they realize, China has surpassed them.
Yeah, I mean, the level of corruption alone is staggering. Again, with the Solomon piece, you know, Biden's been getting away with saying, so far, been getting away with saying, you know, I didn't know what he was up to. Well, now we have John Solomon reporting that Burisma, Hunter Biden's company, was pressuring the State Department, hey, have this investigation dropped. And they were dropping Hunter Biden's name, the way a farmer might drop seed. I mean,
right.
they're dropping it, you know. And then a month later, Biden did exactly what they wanted, which was pressure Ukraine to drop, you know, to fire the prosecutor or else you're losing $1.5 billion. We're supposed to believe there's not a connection. First off,
right.
normal people will say there's a connection. However, if you try to investigate that, you're going to get impeached.
That's right.
That's what this impeachment thing is about. He was looking for dirt, quote, on a political opponent.
Right.
That's what the impeachment supposedly is about. Mm-hmm. Well, here now we have evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't it rich that here they are? They're all upset about getting, some counterintelligence on a political foe, potential, because he's not there yet, a potential, political foe. But yet, you know, what did Hillary Clinton do? But we don't want to talk about that, right?
Oh, yeah, no, that's a double standard. I mean, and here's the thing. They keep talking about Joe Biden, you know, as Trump's political opponent, his foe.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, given the quality of people he beat up on in 2016 to get to there, including Hillary Clinton, because she's mm-hmm. a formidable person in a way.
Right.
You know, but he doesn't look at Joe Biden as a political opponent. That's
right.
like a net on his shoe. That's not even a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's he could coast through the election with Joe Biden. He knows it.
Right.
So the idea that he's like some rival.
And you get these polling, polling numbers that don't make sense to me. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like deja vu 2016 one more time, 2015 one more time when Hillary was going to win 1,000,000 to 1, right?
Yeah, again, they're over, you know, they usually tend to over
sample
Democrats.
And even Fox got caught into it, Al. Did you see that? I mean,
yeah.
Come on. And in fact, it was really interesting because the other day was one of the anchors had made the statement suggesting that the numbers were showing that there was an increase in the polling of America wanting impeachment when actually it was a decrease, a slight one, you know, went from 50 to 49. But she insisted that it was an increase. And I'm going, wait a minute, you know? For, last time I checked, but what do I know? I was raised by nuns. But what I know is that 49 is less than 50, right?
Yeah.
New math, old math, anything?
But then,
yeah.
But then again, if I feel a 49 is a 51, 49% might identify as a 51%. So you never can be too sure. I would get on that sidetrack of numbers. Yeah, but again, how many people, if somebody's going to call you and ask, you know, your voter preference, how many people are going to tell the truth if they support Trump?
Right.
Again, we saw that in 2016 where it was like almost a code where people would like quietly admit they supported Trump only after checking out whether how you felt about it.
Exactly.
Especially, and again, African-American community, is there any of those Democrats or somebody that the African-American community is going to go out in full force for? No.
No, exactly.
So, leaving the polls at this point, that Trump is even tied with anybody.
Right. You look at people of color in this country, Black America, Hispanics. Just go down the line. Unemployment, all time, average hourly wages are increasing. Donald Trump been very, very good to them.
Yeah.
And why would they want to go back and experience 8 years of malaise that we got through, that they said they had it and they wanted to do something different and get somebody who really believed in some common sense that America should be first and is actually doing something about it in spite of all the resistance? I mean, how does that happen? I know Karl Rove is saying it's a lot closer than people realize, but I think that when you get to the Electoral College, that it's going to be a runaway.
Oh. I believe that, and for another reason, not only because of the economy. If you're Donald Trump, you are motivated to run up the score.
Right.
Because you've been told for 3 years you didn't win.
Right.
The person who you beat is going around saying now that she won.
Right.
Right? You have, unlike most presidents who are running for re-election, who kind of coast.
Right, right.
You know, no, this guy's going to be obsessed with running up the score.
And then on top of that, Twitter folds and they say, "Oh, we're not going to accept any political ads on Twitter."
Yeah,
I mean, and that was a direct target shot on Donald Trump because they knew what Pascal has been doing, you know, in the social media realm. I mean, the guy's a genius.
Who said Mr. T? I pity the fool. I really do, because he's gonna want to make it where a ref has to come in and like cancel the election 3 weeks before because
throw the towel in the middle of the ring,
blood it up.
Exactly.
He's gonna want it even more, and he's just gonna want to run up the score, and it's gonna be a slaughter, especially when the truth, we get this impeachment nonsense out of the way, and the truth comes out about what this guy had to face for 3 years.
Right.
What the powers that were, I mean, it sounds, ooh, you got your conspiracy hat on, Albert. This is true now, that there's some very, very powerful people doing very, very bad things to try to mess him up after he was elected and after he was in office.
Well,
he still fought these people off.
Yeah, the motivation of all this, Al, is the corruption has metastasized.
Yeah.
It is throughout the government to such a degree. That's why I was saying in revisiting Peter Schweitzer's book, you start looking and remembering, oh, yeah, the smash and grab stories. Remember those that Barack Obama and his administration was happy to orchestrate to the benefit of his acolytes. Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? And you're worried about quid pro quo? It's endless.
Yeah.
And we've got about 30 seconds, and one of the things we didn't talk about that I wanted to talk to you about was, Lieutenant Colonel Vinland.
Oh, yeah, very quickly. There's somebody who served with him on a particular project about seven years ago and actually reprimanded him. He was a superior officer who reprimanded him because he was basically trash-talking America and Americans' exceptionalism in front of a bunch of Russians and other soldiers and U.S. personnel.
Well, all this
and so this is we're dealing with an Obamaite globalist.
Exactly, all being exposed.
This guy who
go to thestream.org for more information. Thank you, Al.
Warning: don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building, and you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction, as much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.